Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
U.S. stocks opened at record highs this morning after ending October in positive territory, continuing a long stretch of gains on Wall Street. Some analysts are saying that's driven in part by a streak of high corporate earnings, and we're expecting to hear more of that later today and tomorrow. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake and joins us now. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this rally in the markets comes as we've seen natural disasters that people thought would really hurt the economy, dysfunction in Washington, geopolitical tensions. So is it safe to say that corporate earnings are playing a big role?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the list of worries is long and they are serious, but this is really the Teflon rally. And time and time again, when I speak to traders and money managers, they tell me while they don't like the political risk, and that's seen as the real threat to the rally, they remain focused on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals are telling a really good story. Just look at some of the stats already. 70% of companies reporting so far, over 70, beat earnings. Importantly, over 60% beat sales. That's real growth. We had stronger than expected private payroll growth just out today. We've got a Friday jobs number coming up. And Jeremy, the big important thing here is it's not just a U.S. story. For the first time in a really long time, we're looking at synchronized global growth. And investors really like the sound of that.
And what kind of companies are doing well?
You name it, across the board. And that's the other kind of powerful thing about this. When we saw the earnings coming out, yes, technology, which has been the lead, continues to perform even with those lofty expectations. We saw that with Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Google's parent, but also industrial companies like 3M, Caterpillar, that diversified global exposure, helping them. The energy sector, we haven't talked a lot about this, very important back in leadership because oil prices have recovered, move above 50. We don't like to see this as people have to fill our car with gas, but it helps those energy companies and even financials. Despite all the worry about low trading volumes, good old traditional banking help them. I think what's easier is to look at maybe what's not doing well, and the standout there is really retail. That sector struggling. We saw it just this week with Under Armour, the latest in a very long string. I mean, this area is just undergoing radical changes with the rise of online shopping, bankruptcy of some of the distribution partners. So that's a really tough spot.
And we're going to hear later today from Facebook and Tesla about their quarterly earnings. What are we expecting there?
This is interesting. This is going to be where, okay, we've had this great rally. Have we gone too far? Is it possible for some of these companies to live up to expectations? And those two are perfect examples. Tesla, so much priced in. Even Elon Musk from time to time worries about the valuation of this. People are going to want to know about the Model 3, that affordable sedan. And they also want to see what's happening on the battery front, right, as Tesla kind of morphs into this power company as well. With Facebook, a lot here is going to be about how they're grappling with all these new challenges, whether it's, you know, misinformation, fake news, will there be more regulation, you know, how much privacy issues, all of that stuff I think they're going to have to really answer to. And again, this is a stock that's had an amazing run. Is all that good news priced in? I think it's a really high bar for some of these companies now.
You know, I looked at my retirement account this morning, and I imagine that most people, if they were to look at their retirement account, if they're invested in stocks, they're going to see it's up a lot in this year. It makes me wonder what might happen next year.
Yeah. And if they're in stocks, that's a really big point, Jeremy, because more than 50% of Americans do not own stocks.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you. Thanks.